What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Ten and Rich Podcast.
Yo,
crew's all here tonight.
What up?
We're talking draft.
Yeah,
and reviewing the 2021 draft. We like every year before the draft review 3 years prior and to see where kind of evaluate that whole draft and talk about our team specifically as well. What's going on, fellas?
What up?
Not shoot.
Kenny.
Chilling, man.
Kenny's excited to be here.
I am, man.
Very. I do have some exciting news.
Oh, shit.
Exciting.
I have tasked myself with once a month calling Kenny and pressuring him into playing golf.
Oh, that's true.
And the talks are going well.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
I'm working my way towards embarrassment.
Yes.
Very. We're all going to be embarrassed. I mean,
with the hopes of just being, I just want to be able to, this is the thing. I don't care about being good. I just don't want to go out there and be angry.
Oh, that's just,
you know what I'm saying? Cause if I mean that in a sense of like, if I don't know what to do, like at Topgolf, I'm pissed because I don't even know how to really swing a golf club.
Well,
so it just makes me angry that I can't, like, if I can't connect with the ball, I just get pissed off.
The one thing I learned playing golf is it doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It's all about the person, whether or not you're going to get angry. You see what I'm saying?
I just need to know how to do it. That's my main thing.
I'm still trying to figure out how to do it, man.
Everybody's still trying to figure out how to.
I don't even know the basics though. Like hitting a golf ball, I really very rarely ever even try to do it. The clubs, how you're supposed to stand, how you even supposed to swing. Like I don't know any of that shit.
Oh yeah, so, like you need some introductory stuff.
I'm raw.
You just need to go to range and figure it out.
Raw, baby.
No, he needs somebody to teach him how to swing.
Yeah, for real.
He does.
Yeah, I mean, you need some guidance for sure, just like anybody else that's starting. I luckily, when I was at Ball State, I thought that I knew the basics, but I took a little class, elective class at Ball State, and mm-hmm. we just went to Long Hollow Golf Course, which is a cool course, especially for beginners. And their pro golf guy was like, taught me all the basics, and I was like, all right, this is cool. Like you pick up a lot of the stuff that you didn't think of, and it was hitting the range for a while, and it worked out a lot.
It's a lot of range work. It's a lot of range work.
Yeah.
So where should we go to do this experiment?
What? Oh, it's going to be a while
for golf.
He's ready to go.
Oh. Well, Kenny, yeah. We can go hit a range one day.
As far as like, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, as far as like a golf centric trip, yeah, I would say like, and I know it's probably not even long enough. Once I actually start doing it, it'll probably be like at least a good solid year. But also, if I enjoy it,
playing the long game.
If I actually like it, like I'll invest time into practicing it and everything. I just don't know.
It's definitely one of those hobbies that can get. It can be very, like you can spend as much time or as little time, and spend as much money or as little money as you want in that hobby.
Oh, I know. I get obsessed with stuff. I already told Seth like if I even mildly enjoy it, I'm gonna have everything. Like, I'll just buy.
He's gonna buy the clubs that he probably shouldn't have to start.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other part of it. Is like I told myself, if I stick with this for a year, I'm gonna go get fitted for clubs.
Yeah, so it makes sense because
I
get it because I'm like, I'd rather spend more money now on something and not ever have to buy another set. You know what I mean?
Or right.
Something that's, I'll spend more on stuff that lasts a long time. That's just kind of how I look at it.
Yeah. I agree. I think if I stick with it like I have been, like I've gone and played. There's a really good par three course that's close to my work. That's only $14 to play with a cart, and I'll go after work and play there. And I've played it like three or four times already, just on my own, because I can do it. I got it down to where I can play two balls, and I'm out in an hour and 45 minutes. So like, nice. As long as no one holds me up, I'm good to just move through it. And it's got elevated tee boxes. It's got elevated greens. It's got difficult greens. So it's a really good learning par three course. Now that I'm getting back into it, I'm just kind of, I'm done with the driving range right now. Like it's where I need to go out and play.
Well, what I learned to help is using the pitching wedge to really get your form down and really help you learn. And I always start with that when I go to the range now.
Before I do anything. The pitching wedge is good to loosen up with just because it's the heaviest club. So, like, it's really just going to get you moving a lot more than the other clubs. Like, the easiest way to describe it, so Kenny understands the pitching wedge, it's like the Mida multi-tool.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the
good wedge. Pigeon wedge goes far. Like you can use it so many different scenarios.
Richard doesn't know what the Mida multi tool is, but if you
no, I do.
Do you know what it is from Destiny?
Oh, I was thinking of something you would buy at Lowe's or Home Depot.
He was thinking something like a Makita. I guess late night TV.
I knew the whole time, but anyways, it's a weapon in Destiny, and it's like a gun, but it's like good for everything. And that's essentially what the pitching wedge is. It's
dude, that was like my favorite gun for so long.
I was thinking of a really multi-use power drill or something.
It's even better.
Well, it kind of is. Makita shoots bullets.
Yeah,
nice.
but yeah, there's a lot more when we get into it. When you get into it, it's a lot more fun to talk about and really just you know, kind of figure it out. And like I said, once everybody kind of gets into it, I can always fly in with my clubs.
Oh, shit.
And we can go play.
Hell yeah.
Because there's a lot of good courses in Nashville that not enough people
play. There's a bunch of new ones now that are really nice. Mm-hmm. There's a new one they're actually making right now in Wise Creek.
Oh, wow.
That Justin Timberlake's invested in.
That's cool. Is it a country club or is it an actual course?
I'm pretty sure it is. Oh, my goodness. I'm pretty sure it is a country club.
Okay. Well, see, that's then we'll probably not be able to play it. It'll be too expensive. The one thing I will say about Nashville, if it's
private course.
Yeah, it's a private
course. You have to have a membership.
Or they probably sell day membership passes. So it'll be like $75 for a day pass and then another $50 or $70 to play on top of that. So it's not really worth it. Especially when, but I'll say this about Nashville. Nashville's got a lot of nice municipal courses.
Yeah.
Out there. So, like, it's not as expensive.
Two Rivers is probably one of the nicest public courses in the area, and it's right down the road.
Two Rivers and McCabe both are.
Yeah, McCabe's nice too.
They keep McCabe in very good condition. But having that said, it's just we still got a little while before Kenny actually pulls the trigger on anything.
Yeah.
True that.
But in the meantime, I got the set of clubs if you ever want to just one weekend here in the next few months. Want to get out there.
I mean,
hit me up.
I could try to kick it around a little bit. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but
we can learn. We learn together.
All right. I mean, I'm down. I'm down to give it a shot.
Yeah. So, tomorrow night's the first round of the NFL draft. It is. Very exciting.
Yes.
Especially for me, since my team has, even Kenny, top 15 picks.
Yes.
Titans have the 7th. Saints have the 15th? 14th.
Yeah.
Overall pick. And it's been talked about so much on, like, radio and everything that I'm kind of over talking about it, like, far as, like, what they've been talking about.
Yeah, it's nothing really.
It's just been exhausted.
It's really what's weird about this draft is there's nothing like after the first five picks, it's just boring.
But I think there's going to be some trades there.
I don't think so.
If there's four quarterbacks that go in the top six, I'd be happy.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think it is. There's nothing. And I don't know if y'all heard, this is the lowest number of draftees that are actually going to the draft this year.
Dang, really?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that maybe about a week ago. Where
is it at this year?
Detroit.
Well, there's your answer.
I don't think that's...
Blame it on Detroit? I think it's just...
I don't think people like going and fall into the second round anymore.
No, nah, bro, yeah. It's Detroit. I'm just... I see where you're at.
You didn't want to hang out with Eminem?
I'm not going to argue with you about Detroit.
Me either.
I heard they're coming back.
I've been here.
I don't think they're back yet.
I just think when you
not all the way back.
When you get drafts that are just I said this last time we talked about that are just dude drafts. It's nothing. Nobody really special. You know, nobody's really going to get anything. I don't. You know, you have to wait and see if these teams really turn it around with their draft picks. I mean, there's only one player really in this draft that I'm like, that guy could be really dynamic, and that's Marvin Harrison Jr. But it's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And, you know, that position is really hard to draft, even though a lot of teams have hit on them here lately. I just think it's, you know, I've said it 100 times. Some of these guys are going to get drafted and you're not going to know who they are, but they're going to play for like 10 years.
Especially the offensive line, a lot of good offensive linemen, a lot of wide receivers.
Yeah.
D tackles. It's a big man draft. You know, the quarterbacks, of course, there's probably quite a few at the top there, but beyond the first four or five, kind of Penix Jr. and maybe Bo Nix. So that'd be six. The rest aren't really a lot of people are talking about those guys, but it's not the quarterbacks that everybody's been talking about. They're going to be taken in the top 10 probably. And then there's wide receivers all over, offensive linemen all over.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is there might not be a running back, a middle linebacker, or a safety taken in the first round. That's kind of crazy.
I'm not surprised. I'm not like the there's some good cornerbacks, but it's just this is not a secondary draft at all.
Yeah, there's some good corners, but as far as safeties and there's maybe like three or four that may be drafted in the top four in the first four rounds.
Right. And so I don't know, man. It's gonna be
even edge guys, like there's quite a few edge guys, but it's more of a D tackle than a
defensive end. The thing is it's kind of like the quarterback talent pool in the NFL. You got four guys that are at the top,
yeah,
and then you've got everybody else just kind of hanging out that are pretty much the same quarterback. So like all these D tackles, I mean outside guys that have names, it's just like they all have question marks even. Like, are they going to be really elite? Like the kid from UCLA.
Latu or whatever.
Yeah, didn't he have back surgery?
I do not know.
Something I thought he did. And so there's a lot of question marks around him.
Your guy Scott's NC State, the middle linebacker, one of the better linebackers.
Yeah.
Peyton Wilson. He's got a ton of injury issues that may cause him to go in the second round or third round.
They're questioning the kid from Alabama. Like, is he really that good? Like, I don't know. I'm kind of with you.
Dallas Turner? I don't think he's that good. He's good, but he's not top 10 good.
I've talked myself into really staying away from, I guess, quote-unquote pass rushers. I don't know. What do you think, Kenny?
Not from what I've seen. I'm more interested in the like wide receiver talent, quarterbacks, and offensive line. Not really thrilled with anything outside of that. Not in the first round anyways.
Yeah, it's I think another thing too, this is might be the first draft that NIL is really taking a hit. Especially after the fourth round, there's just not going to be a ton of talent out there because a lot of the juniors are coming back. yeah, to get NIL money. So you're seeing that in this year's draft for sure.
It's crazy that one of the things people complain about in sport, in college sports, is kids leaving for the NFL too quick. Well, the NIL fixed a lot of that, but everybody wants to complain about the NIL.
It did. It did fix it, but
it's like they fixed it, but not in the way people wanted it to get fixed.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm a proponent for the NIL, but I'm also a proponent I'm in favor of, that's a better way to say it, having a salary cap for
college?
College, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because of NIL?
Yeah, because of NIL.
That would make sense, though.
I've been thinking a lot about this here lately. I think the way you spread it out is you put a cap. Now, you do it, the way I see it, though, is you do it kind of like soccer, where if you break into the top 10, you're allowed it this much. If you break into the top 25, you're allotted this much, right? Because even if you're in the top 10 every year, doesn't mean you're going to be good. Because if you don't break into that top five ever, you're just never going to be thought of in that upper echelon. So there needs to be regulation some way. You know, I thought about this, the way to make it interesting, and I think maybe the soccer model with a salary cap would be what you need to do to make it interesting. Because, I mean, there was a couple seasons where UConn even broke into the top 10 in football. Like, there's weird stuff like that that happens, and they would get this large influx of money that maybe make them decent for a couple years, you know? So, but that's going on. That's another podcast. Let's stick to the draft. That's me putting on my tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just get mine out of the way because we draft so late. We draft, what was it, 26? Yeah, we draft 26. I just need offensive linemen. I know
you like your who do you like there at 26?
I don't know who's going to be left at 26, to be honest with you.
Seems like there will be quite a few like tackles and offensive linemen there at the end of the first round. So you need one. There's probably going to be some there.
I know they said the kid from Georgia,
Marius Mims,
may be there. That's the only name. I will tell you who my favorite offensive tackle in this draft is. And it's not Joe Alt. I know he's the shiny toy.
Yeah.
But Richard?
Yes.
No, it's not Washington. Where'd he go? The kid from Oregon State.
Oh, he's Fuaga?
Fuaga?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I like him.
I like him.
He could end up going to New Orleans, though.
Ooh.
Okay, Kenny, if you get him, be happy. I know you weren't happy when you got the center, and then you weren't happy when
happy. It's what we needed, but it's just not exciting.
What was the other? Was it a guard 2 years ago?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Right.
The kid that kept getting in fights.
Oh,
in practice. That dude was, that's what you
I don't
want,
know why
though,
I can't remember his name, but yeah. He had that dog.
He did. I like the Oregon State, and if you want me to pick a number two, I know these two guys aren't stretches, but the Penn State kid I like.
Olu Fashanu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's kind of small, though, so you really need a good offensive line coach.
He might end up – I've seen him projected a lot higher,
I've
though.
Seen him projected like higher than the Oregon State kid, which made me scratch my head.
Yeah, it's getting weird, like, how things have changed over the last week or two.
I'm trying to figure out these
rankings. I think people are just getting cute.
There was a guy who played, had to play guard this year. But is an offensive tackle. And I can't remember who it is.
What? Do you know the college?
No. They were part of my take had their draft show.
Are they a top? Are they first round graded?
They're first round graded just because the offensive tackles are so good in this. But like he's one of those.
He's a guard or center?
No. He played guard. But he's an offensive tackle. He played right guard, but is a left tackle type of guy. So he's one of those guys that can play multiple positions and play multiple positions in college. So it's just one of those things that kind of intrigued me. And is it?
There's a lot of that.
It might be the Oregon State kid.
I feel like he could play tackle guard. I don't know if he did.
I can't remember who it is, but that's who I like him a lot. If I had to see Mims, I do like. I will say this: the Oklahoma offensive lineman. For some reason, Oklahoma has been pumping out offensive linemen in these drafts. And
Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, Tyler Guyton. I don't know.
That'd be somebody you might be able to get.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset. You know, that would be, you take a shot at him. I wouldn't be mad at it at all.
You're not going to like who Daniel Jeremiah put in there.
And I like Daniel.
He's usually pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good at this. He has Jared Verse, the Florida State outside linebacker, defensive end, who's probably the better pass rusher.
I don't mind that.
In his draft.
I don't mind it. We have a defensive-minded head coach. We need to get younger. We just lost Shaq Barrett.
Yeah.
And we lost JPP. I like the guy we got to replace JPP. He was young.
Yeah.
So I don't mind it. I like that direction. I would prefer an offensive lineman. I'll say that.
And so, Daniel Jeremiah has Troy Fontenot, the Washington tackle guard. To the Saints at 14.
That's not bad, Kenny, for their offense.
And Joe Alt for the Titans at 7.
Would you be happy with that pick, Kenny?
It would fall in line with what I expect. I'm expecting an offensive line, so I'm not really it's what we need, so I'm not really super excited.
I'll say this, between the three of us, the only team that really has a secure head coach is the Titans.
Just because he's signed? Just signed?
Yeah. My coach could be gone after this season. Kenny's coach could be gone after this season.
Yeah, so that's true.
What you really want to see now is stability in your line. So, if my head coach at 26 pulls the trigger on a wide receiver, I'm going to be like, what in the, like, we're in trouble for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And so like defensive line, I'm happy with. I hope because the 3-4 defense has kind of taken the NFL by storm. So you kind of hope the next coach comes in and runs somewhat of the same scheme. So I'm not too upset about, you know, Florida State had all the hired guns this year anyways on their team. Their defense was incredible. So I wouldn't be upset by that. Is it what I want? No, not really. But I can't get mad at just making
it. I feel like I like him more than I like Dallas Turner. I don't know why Dallas Turner's ranked so high. Like, he's not, to me, he's not Will Anderson.
No, but it's Alabama. It's people see something.
Like, he's good, but I don't know if he's top 10 good. I think the other guy on the other side of him was just as good, and he's probably a second round pick.
Well, see,
it's hard to say what they're looking at too, though.
Right.
They're looking at things that we're not looking at.
And the things we see don't impress us, and the things they see impress them.
Yeah, they're looking at mechanics, handwork, footwork. They're looking at all kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't ever want to get that involved in it. I want other hobbies.
No,
I love college football, but I want other hobbies.
Plus, they've also interviewed these guys and stuff too. So there's a lot of that stuff that we don't know.
Yeah, you probably can sometimes fall in love with the personality or,
yeah,
you know, to go along with it.
I just want to say I appreciate both of you guys because I have struggled with the pronunciation of all these offensive linemen's names. And y'all helped me out so much because I don't want to be disrespectful when I'm like the kid from Oregon State. I can't say his name.
I've just probably listened to too much of draft coverage.
Well, you know, your job all week has been draft coverage, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, and I like to do it on my own. I like to try to watch film.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I mean, mainly on guys that I think the Titans are going to take. I end up probably looking at a few people if they're like super hyped up, like I did Dallas Turner.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few corners in this draft that are probably under hyped that I think are going to be good. But,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a big man draft and it's a wide receiver draft.
Good thing about Riverside is Kenny, Richard just sounded like a robot.
I do.
But,
still do. You still do.
Oh, really?
But because Riverside records your track independently, it shouldn't come through like a robot at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything because I was like, maybe it's mine.
Oh, no. It was Richard. But that's one of the good things about Riverside is that, like, it shouldn't be an issue anymore. You just got to let the person finish.
He had that big Android energy.
Yeah, you did.
Do I still sound bad?
What?
Still do.
Still what sound bad? Okay.
It's like worse now.
It says trying to reconnect.
Oh.
I'm dying.
Oh. I don't know why.
You sound like Wally.
This is oh no. Go turn all the take all your phones, take all your phones off Wi-Fi, take your tablets off Wi-Fi, take the TV, hardwire it. Oh, he gone.
Oh shit.
Are we recording still? Yeah, we are. Oh yeah. So I don't know what we do now. What do we do?
I don't know. What we gonna
I'm on the last episode of X-Men 97, by the way.
I guess if a new one already dropped, then I probably haven't.
No, I don't think so. I think this last episode was the season finale. Maybe
was the last one I saw was Professor X in space with the racist aliens.
Yes, I haven't. I just finished that episode, so there's one more left.
Oh, okay, cool.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
This may be this. I don't know if this is a hot take or what, but the way that Gambit died, I wasn't like I'm not the biggest Gambit fan. That it didn't really bother me that he died, but the way he died was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm surprised they didn't go back to that. Like, to confirm that...
Oh, it was...
To confirm that he's, like, dead? They kind of alluded to it.
Oh, okay.
They alluded to it, but, like... I'm surprised they didn't... I guess they're waiting, because they probably want people to kind of keep riding that roller coaster. But, yeah, dude, like... I guess I never saw in the comics where he's ever done anything like that.
So, did this storyline follow the House of M?
I don't remember. I don't recall exactly which one, but they have been sticking with. They have been not. I wouldn't maybe not 100%, but like, and a lot of it's kind of like paraphrased to an extent. But they've been following like actual like comic book storylines. And I think that's kind of like what always drew me like as a kid when it came out is like, it was very comic book accurate representations of the characters, not like some shit that they made up.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. I thought it was very entertaining. I'm happy with it so far. I like I said, I have one episode to go.
Yeah, I guess that means I've seen it.
Here.
And I hadn't seen it.
Oh yeah, the last week's episode.
Yeah, whatever the newest
today's. Yeah, I hadn't seen it either.
So I need to watch that. And like I was telling Kenny, I don't know when you were in the dark place.
Yeah, I don't know what happened now.
I said, I've never really liked Gambit as a character, and it didn't bother me.
Yeah, I heard you say all that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I was able to get on that. Yeah, it was badass.
That was badass. I mean, yeah. And I want to look it up, because the House, I have never read it, but the House of M storyline is supposed to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lindsay got a spray tan, and she is freaking out because she is super dark right now. She's like, I'm so dark. I'll get you some Virginia Slims. You'll be okay.
I would love
it. So,
dang.
Yeah, it's that bad. All right, let's hop into the 2021 draft and go over it.
Okay.
And see what mistakes were made.
Shit, boy.
All right.
There's a few. The number one overall pick was Trevor Lawrence, who, I don't know, I'm going to be a little bit nicer and say he's not the top tier quarterback. But he hasn't shown me enough to tell me that he's not good.
Right. I would say he's he was the best quarterback pick out of the
it
draft.
Seems there was a miss.
For sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, like he's had flashes of, you know, he's had some elite moments, but he hasn't played on an elite, not what I would consider an elite level. Hard to say if that's a product of his talent or some of the stuff that's going on around him, because there's been some weird shit going on, you know, with his team. So
yeah, I think this is the year he has to make a step.
I would agree.
Especially with CJ Stroud being in the division, yeah. Like he really has to be like, all right, I belong. I deserve to be number one. He's only got two more years left in his contract, so Jacksonville's really not losing a lot of money on. I don't think they really went all in on this season, but I do want to see him play better.
Yeah, I agree.
And actually be more involved in the game.
Fuck, man. Compared to the next two picks, like that pick was a fucking winner. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
Cause like,
let's see, because the next, we'll go ahead and skip the number two then, because the Jets took Zach Wilson at two, yep. Which I've never liked Zach Wilson.
I never
think he was good in college.
Didn't he just get traded?
Yeah, he just got traded.
Even understood what the hell was going on with him climbing up the board anyways.
He was cocky in college.
Okay, cool.
He used to, that's the COVID year. He's the one guy that was like, we'll play anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place. And then like teams were coming out going, all right, play us. And they're like, no, all right, play us. no. And then like, what the hell? And then Coastal Carolina stepped up and was like, all right, we'll play you. And they said, okay. And then Coastal Carolina beat the brakes off of them. And they were like, Zach Wilson deserves to be, when I saw, you remember that draft picture of Zach Wilson with all the other guys in the draft? Yeah. And it was a bunch of African-American males. And he looked very uncomfortable. That's when I knew. When I saw that picture, I knew he wasn't going to be a good quarterback. You should not be.
Dang.
You should not be that uncomfortable in any picture with anybody. Because if you're uncomfortable with your peers, how can you be a top five drafted player in the NFL and expect to not be and you can't be comfortable about around fans at that point.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, that's very weird.
Very weird. It's a very weird picture.
Well,
very weird.
Suffice to say, he didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to another
quarterback
that has another weird picture. There should have been a red flag.
Yeah, the Trey Lance. Is that what we're talking about, right?
No.
Anyway.
He doesn't have a weird picture, but that's what we're talking about
still
next.
Like San Francisco traded up to get him. And
fuck, man,
what a reach that was.
My two cents on this.
Big time reach.
My two cents on this pick was they drafted, who's their GM? Lynch.
You should know.
John Lynch. John Lynch drafted Trey Lance. And I think the head coach drafted Brock Purdy.
So where did they trade from? Do you remember? Like, where were they originally? What position? Like, I don't remember how far they reached.
Let's see if it'll give me information on this.
Because that's going to be the most telling thing. Is like what did they pass up? Because that was basically they gave up something and got absolutely nothing out of that.
To be fair, I mean, Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle.
I'm just wondering if they would have had the option. Like, if they would have just kept their original draft position, who they would have had the option to get. I just don't remember where they came from.
Imagine if
was their original?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Let me see if I can find this real quick.
Because what a terrible pick. Because, like, there's some pretty good talent on the board.
They got very lucky, too.
Yeah.
Even though they wasted that pick, they still had Garoppolo at the time, right? And he was – got him to the playoffs and whatnot, wasn't great, but bought some time before they got Brock Purdy. And I think the next draft
– I thought Brock Purdy was
in the seventh round.
Brock Purdy was the same draft.
No,
it's just, but a wasted pick is a wasted pick, though, and that's just like an absolute throwaway pick at this point.
Yeah, the third overall pick. I mean, especially when there's a Jamar Chase, and
I'll tell you right now,
and Jamar Chase right there.
What their original draft position was, though. I mean, if they were going to trade up to get somebody, but that's the thing. Some of those teams might not
take
the offer, though. Like, if the Bengals were dead set on Jamar Chase, then they wouldn't have made the trade. You know what I mean? It's just depends.
Yeah. Hold on.
But fuck's sake, just awful. There's a lot that hasn't worked out. And honestly, none of the quarterbacks really did, except for Trevor Lawrence, really. Like,
I mean, I'm not super. I mean, I would say yes, but I'm not super convinced on Trevor Lawrence either.
I'm talking about comparatively.
Yeah,
he's been way better than all the other quarterbacks.
Yeah, better than the other three picks.
Are we sure they traded up to get Trey Lance?
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, almost 100% sure.
I'm about to find out here in just a second.
Boom.
Yeah, sending
three first round picks
to Miami.
It was some bullshit, whatever it was.
What was their original spot?
12th.
Okay, so 12.
That's what's gonna.
Oh, don't even look at 12.
Is it Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons.
See, what the fuck, bro?
Just imagine him as a 49er.
They traded Miami three first round picks.
It says San Francisco traded up from the 12th overall pick to the 3rd overall with the Miami Dolphins, and they received a 12th overall pick, a 3rd round pick, a 1st round pick in 2022 and 23.
Miami must have traded that pick to Dallas. So
So let's,
they use that ammo for some trades too.
So Miami got over on
they
them.
Could add Micah.
I think they got Tyreek Hill with one of those first rounders.
They could have had Kadarius Tony. I'm sorry, but Travis Etienne in that offense would have been something special. I don't know, man. That's a terrible trade.
You know, it'd been interesting if they took Justin Fields.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
He would have been a much. I mean, better fit on that team. It's proven that they don't really need. You don't have to have a game breaking quarterback to have success with the roster that's around him and with the way that he runs. Like, his whole career could have been completely different.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm not out on Justin Fields yet.
No, I still think give him some time.
He's at a good place now. I mean, that if he doesn't make it there, then, you know,
what?
He's with the Steelers now.
Yeah.
So I think he could flourish there if he's as talented as it seems. And then
who's four? Yeah, Kyle Pitts. We don't know.
That's an injury. I thought Kyle Pitts was the best.
It's just
playmaker coming out that year. Him and Jamar Chase, and it's been just such a weird career for him so far.
Or is it his use? Or is it his usage?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Is it the quarterback?
We'll find out.
And it was so weird going when. The head coach that Atlanta just had that came from the Titans, I can't think of his name. It was so weird that him being a tight ends guy, having him, and he couldn't do anything with him. And then
Jamar Chase, I mean, pretty much probably.
Yeah, Jamar's.
Probably, arguably, the best pick in the draft.
In the home run.
Home run for sure.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, who isn't really bad. Well. Yeah. Panay Sewell.
He's done well.
Jace Horn, good pick. He still is playing. Like, yeah.
He's with Carolina.
Yeah, he's a good pick. I don't know.
He's in your backyard.
Patrick Surtain, who I think might be the best pick in the draft.
That was a great pick, yeah.
Because cornerbacks are so hard to come by now.
Yeah. Devonta Smith was a good pick, too.
Fonte's good. Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons might be. If we're talking value in the first round.
Yeah, I'll say this. I think y'all can make fun of me if you want. 10 is high for Devonta Smith.
He
means a lot to that Philadelphia team.
But he needed AJ Brown there needed another guy
the
there.
At the time, 100%. I thought it was way too high of a pick for him. But he's proven me wrong, because I feel like he's done a lot better in the NFL than I thought he would, because I thought he was way too undersized. I thought he was just going to get hurt, to be honest.
Yeah.
At some point. He's been healthy, and he's played really well, so shame on me.
Yeah. There is a steal in this draft that's going to just crush everyone.
Mac Jones.
We'll get there, though. I completely forgot until we talked about it earlier, Seth, but – it's in the fourth round. One of my favorite, because I was looking at people for the Titans, is Zaven Collins, which probably, like, who the hell is that?
Well, before you do that,
ended up going to Arizona.
We got
to
talk about Mac Jones, who has
he's nothing. Right there.
Mac Jones. but he
Mac Jones.
It's another quarterback that has a terrible picture. I don't know if y'all have seen the mugshot.
Oh,
where he's crying. No. So it's just like, oh yeah, dude, he got arrested for a DUI while he was at Alabama, and he's just boo-hooing. And so it's just one of those things where you're just like, shouldn't have taken him. Back to Zaven.
And New England thought they were going to steal there.
Oh, well, everybody thought they were getting.
That's what's so fun to do this right now.
Everybody.
3 years after.
Mac Jones for the Patriots? Uh-oh. No, not at all.
That Jalen Phillips pick for Miami is pretty good. He got hurt, though, last year, but he's been solid.
What were you saying?
Kadarius Toney, that's a huge bust.
Yeah, massive. But he's got two Super Bowl rings, so...
I thought he was going to be good, though. What do we know? He does.
Don't know.
He didn't even play in this last one, didn't he?
Wasn't he
inactive?
Healthy scratch. They told him to stay home. We don't even want you here. He didn't fly to the Super Bowl.
That's fucked up with it. Like, we don't even want your aura on the field.
Yeah.
Quiddy Pay.
Pretty good.
He's all right. He's all right. Caleb Farley. I don't know if
Caleb Farley been probably one of the worst picks in Titans history, and that says a lot. He's played more than the previous worst pick with Isaiah Wilson from the year before.
He's a lot of
injuries.
He was hurt. Wasn't he another one of those picks where he was already hurt?
Yeah, he had back surgery or something.
Turn into something, and he just never did.
Yeah,
yeah.
He had back issues and ACL, I think, and fell. All kinds of talent, like just on paper, but can't get it together in the NFL, and he hasn't played much. Been on IR a lot, and he's still on the roster, but this is probably his last training camp.
Gotcha. So the next two running back picks. Harry.
Which, well, I'll say this. If they would have taken Christian Darrisaw, that's a really good tackle for Minnesota right there, that Caleb, instead of Caleb Farley, be a lot different story for the Titans, especially right now.
But, yeah, ENT and Najee Harris. Najee's kind of losing some juice, but I think they were – At one point in time, they were a good pick. I mean, ENT's really just coming into his own right now. Greg Newsom, he's good, right?
Solid, yeah.
Okay. Rashad Bateman, I don't know. I guess
he just got a contract extension today, I think.
Did he really? How many years?
Like twos.
That's about so right for how good he is.
He's all right. Yeah. He's just not anything crazy. I think the person they drafted last year is the guy.
Far better, yeah.
Flowers.
So good.
He was my favorite receiver in the last year's draft.
Peyton Turner.
Can
yeah, why do I?
He's not really worked out for us.
Got you.
He's been injured a lot. I mean, he hasn't played a lot, to be honest, at all. I don't know the total number of games or anything like that, but he has not played a lot. I know he's been injured quite a bit over the last couple of years.
Okay.
I feel like he was somebody that kind of at the last minute you started hearing about a lot because he played at Houston. So not a like huge market for him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he went in the first round and you're like, oh, maybe he was like a, you know, person that you just didn't know about. And the Saints got a little steal right there, but
no.
Yeah. Injuries suck.
Odafi Owell, is he the kid? Where did he play? He played at Penn State. Like he was supposed to be like a really raw talent, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think he's been playing okay. He's not a starter, I don't believe.
No, the most games he started was six, was in 2022, and then last year he started five. Yeah, so I mean, hey, he's a role player, and you know if he's. He's played in every game. He just hasn't started that much. So I'll give him credit there. He's playing. They said his player comps were Bruce Smith and Julius Peppers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's tough. Golly.
Hey, the pick before him, though, Gregory Rousseau for the Bills is really good.
Oh, yeah.
And Eric Stokes for the Packers been pretty good.
Joe Tryon has been good. This year is just kind of the year he needs to kind of come into his own and take over. He's the reason why we didn't re-sign JPP. So it's kind of like one of those things where like, all right, man, this is it. Just kind of going through these because I'm going to have to hop off here pretty soon.
Since we're running out of time, just do our teams, and
I'll say Elijah Moore was a big disappointment.
Yep,
I thought he was going to be amazing. I watched him a lot in college, not anywhere near.
Yeah, him in college is incredible.
Who was that? Asante Samuel Jr. He's been good.
Yeah,
especially for a second round pick.
Yeah.
we drafted Kyle Trask for some odd reason. Who was that fourth round pick that you thought was a steal?
Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yes.
That was a fucking killer pick.
I mean, still the fucking draft.
Yeah.
And he just signed a contract, a 4-year, $120-something million contract today.
Another reason why I hate the Jets. I don't think they used Michael Carter correctly.
Atwell at 25. That wasn't a bad pick.
Tutu Atwell's good.
Well, here's what's funny. You know what's really funny for the Titans?
Atwell is very good.
They, in the fourth round, the Titans traded up to get a receiver. And they took
Dez Fitzpatrick. Where did he go to school? Tennessee.
Louisville.
Louisville. Okay, I remember.
Guess who was taken three picks later? Amon-Ra St.
Brown. Y'all don't have any luck in the draft, man.
That was just the 2020 and 2021 draft of the Titans was horrible.
Dude, that's tough. I'm
like, I don't even think that. And I kind of liked some of this draft because I liked their. I like Rashad Weaver in the fourth round.
Yeah.
But he's just been a role player. And
Trey Brown, I'm kind of looking through here, see if any names stick out to me.
San Francisco got a steal in the fifth round with the Hufanga, the safety.
Yeah. Chuba Hubbard.
That was
to Carolina. He just kind of got screwed over in a situation where they didn't know how to use him. Matt Rule just kind of fucked everything up here.
Wait, you want to hear another fuck up by the Titans?
Sure.
They also, I think, traded up in the sixth round to take Brady Breeze when, like, eleven picks later, Trey Smith.
Oh. That sucks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Trays in the NFL now. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that.
Not enough Kool-Aids.
Not enough. this guy, I don't know how he isn't good. Stone Forsythe, offensive lineman, Seattle. Guy, you got to be good with the name Stone Forsythe.
What about Jake Funk?
That's awesome.
Running back, Los Angeles Rams.
I'm almost positive Jake Funk was on my names to watch list. I need to bring that back.
He went to Maryland.
Ooh, here goes a pretty good pick. Chicago, Khalil Herbert, sixth round.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So let's see for just looking at teams that we got before we leave. So can anybody from that draft stick? I mean, this was the Ian Book draft. The quarterback that everybody was talking about. Pete Warner was a pretty good pick, right? For the second round. He's been playing pretty.
Saints picks in this draft.
He doesn't like it.
Disappointed? All right, I'll close that window.
KJ Britt really disappointed me. I thought he was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Snooze fest.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was good.
Jalen Darden, I thought, was going to be something because he can fly.
What did I just say?
For Tampa.
Yeah. He could fly, couldn't he? He's not with any team
I think he had the fastest 40 time combine.
I think you're right.
He just was tiny, and it was like, all right, Brady was still there. Obviously, he's like, where's the fastest slot receiver he can throw to?
He had 19 receptions for her, 142 yards. Yeah.
So it's easy to say that our team sucked on this draft.
Yeah.
Because the Titans, I mean,
this is a terrible draft. I mean,
there's only there's two players that are actually playing from this draft on the Titans.
I think Chris Wilcox even with a team. Yeah, he was with the Chargers. Yeah. I think he had one good play with Tampa Bay. I'm still upset about the whole KJ Britt debacle. I remember I was like, oh, okay, cool. He's still with Tampa Bay. But
yeah,
I don't know. He'll probably play more now that Devin White's not there.
Yeah, probably.
So we'll see.
Well, any last comments on this 2021 draft other than our team sucked at it?
I mean, this was a rough one. This was a rough.
Weak draft.
Safe to say that the Lions may have won that draft and set them up to what they were last year and what they could be this year.
For sure.
Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell, just them two alone, is a big corner piece for them.
Depends of their team, yeah.
And, they might have won that draft.
I think
now that we look back at it.
I think you're right. They got the.
Oh my God! Just now seeing our chat pictures. They're amazing.
Wookie on Zoo. I can't even say his name. He still plays. Oh, Fozzie still plays for him. Yeah, he still plays for him. So yeah, he's been good. Yeah, they had a good draft.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if their defensive back is still on the team. It says he's still there. I don't really remember his name. But yeah. Oh, well. What a time to be alive, guys. Great show. Great show.
I guess last comments for the draft this weekend. Are y'all excited? Or just kind of like, just ready to get it over with and see what we got?
Same old shit.
I'll be honest with you. This might be the first draft that I don't watch.
I'm more excited to see what other people are going to pick.
Yeah, I'm with Kenny on
this. This is where I'm at.
I'm more interested. I don't care about the 1 through 5 because I feel like I can pick it blindfolded. I'm more interested in the 10.
Yeah, 6 through 10 is probably where the draft starts.
Even 10 through 32, I think, is where it's really going to be.
It's going to be really intriguing for, that back half of the first round, too.
Yeah.
Because then that's going to set up. I love that they do round 1-1 one night and 2 and 3 the next night because it really sets up a lot of, like, you almost like, what if, like, you've been doing this whole time for the first round. Now you got all day Friday of, like, oh, man, this person's on the board. I hope we can get them at, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that would be huge, for especially for the Titans, with them still picking in the top 10 of the, they're at 38. So. Yeah, they got their 6th pick.
Yep.
Going into night 2.
All right, gentlemen. But I got to head out.
It's time to roll.
Y'all have a good evening. Thank y'all for listening. Yeah,
everybody have a great night. We'll talk to y'all again next week, and we'll all know what
talk about how shitty our team's draft went.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Probably. Can't
wait. It's going to be so bad. We're going to be bad again.
Yeah.
Later, y'all.
See ya.
All right, y'all.
Gooses, my goose.